540 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
Find out what's going on in the world, the state, and in your own backyard. This is a Civic Media Network News Update.
It's 5 o'clock. I'm Nate Wuggehow, and here is what Wisconsin needs to know. Republican state lawmakers are considering impeaching Wisconsin's newest Supreme Court Justice, Pete Schwabe, reports.
Assembly Speaker Robin Voss says he might launch impeachment proceedings against Janet Protasiewicz if she doesn't recuse herself from lawsuits challenging Wisconsin's legislative maps. Protasiewicz called the maps rigged during her election campaign. She isn't saying if she'll recuse herself. Democrats say Republicans are trying to flout the will of the voters who elected the liberal justice in a landslide. Meanwhile, emails obtained by WisPolitics reveal tense exchanges between conservative Chief Justice Annette Ziegler and the new liberal majority. Pete Schwabe, Civic Media News.
A proposed income tax cut in Wisconsin is moving through the process. Republicans want to cut income taxes by almost $3 billion. Representative David Steffen tells the Assembly Ways and Means Committee today that it's the best use of the state's large budget surplus.
Whatever their need, whatever their want, the best opportunity is to provide it back to the people who earned it, the people who deserve the refund, and return the surplus in a fashion in which the people of Wisconsin get to choose on how to meet their needs.
Republicans want to eliminate income taxes for retirees. The rest of the cut would go to individuals earning up to $304,000 and couples earning as much as $405,000. Governor Evers vetoed a similar tax cut in the state budget. At the time, he said too much of the tax cut would have gone to people who don't need it. September will be here soon, and so will a host of Wisconsin hunting seasons. Brittany Merlot has more.
On Friday the 1st, you can target early Canadian goose, teal mourning dove, rail, and snipe. Then on Wednesday the 6th, bear season begins. Saturday, September 16th, the northern zone for cottontail rabbit, crow, deer archery goose, ruffed grouse in zone A, squirrels, turkey, and youth waterfowl open. By the end of the month, September 23rd, fires off the duck northern zone and woodcock. And by September 30th, hunters can take aim at the ducks in the southern zone. Anyone born on or after January 1st of 1973 must have a hunter education certificate to purchase a hunting license unless hunting under the mentored hunting law. I'm Brittany Merlot, Civic Media News.
Remember to be safe while having fun on the water this Labor Day weekend. 13 people in Wisconsin have died in boating accidents this summer. 12 of them were not wearing life jackets. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources says having your life jacket on at all times is safer than scrambling for one in an emergency. And that's what Wisconsin needs to know. I'm Nate Wuggehow, and this is Civic Media News.
With news on WAUK The Shaw, I'm Stuart J. Wattles. The Lake Michigan beach warning runs through early tonight.
A beach hazard statement remains in effect until 7 o'clock this evening for Milwaukee, Racine, Kenosha, and Lake counties. With winds gusting on the open waters, it's creating life-threatening waves of 3 to 6 feet high and dangerous rip currents. Do not swim at McKinley Beach, Grant Park Beach, North Beach, and Simmons Island Beach. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot, Civic Media News.
A medical emergency likely led to a car hitting a sidewalk and crashing into a sign near a Waukesha Park this morning. It's believed a child jumped out of that car near Woodburn and Willowwood, reporting that the driver was having a seizure. A street sign and two mailboxes were struck. With the start of classes about a week away, the Waukesha School District is currently seeking crossing guards. They're paying about $28 a day, and that's for about 2 hours worth of work. With news on WAUK The Shaw, I'm Stuart J. Wattles.
A busy day for the Packers front office. Good afternoon. I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Yesterday was the NFL deadline for a 53-man roster, but as you know, that's not the last chapter for who will be on the Packers team to start the year off. Today, they picked up a tight end off waivers, Ben Sims of the Minnesota Vikings, and they released linebacker Tariq Carpenter, a seventh-round pick last year. They also signed 26-year-old defensive back Zayden Anderson, who spent time with the Chiefs and the Bills, and released defensive lineman Jonathan Ford, a seventh-round pick last year, out of Miami. Miami. So the Packers filled out their 16-man practice squad, including running back Patrick Taylor, rookie wide receiver Grant DuBose, and tight end Austin Allen. Also, ESPN reporting that the Packers were among teams showing interest in trading for Colts and former Badgers running back Jonathan Taylor, Packers GM Brian Gutekunst a short time ago.
Well, let's get the checklist out. First of all, I can't talk about players on other teams. We try to be in every conversation.
There are also reports the Packers may have offered running back A.J. Dillon in a deal.
You know, we're not doing what we're supposed to be doing if we're not investigating these things, at least listening.
College football, the Wisconsin Badgers held practice as they prepare to open the series this Saturday against Buffalo. Outside linebacker Marty Stray named one of the team captains, head coach Luke Fickell.
And I would say Marty has just been a pillar in everything that we've done, right? I mean, there's been so much change in the last 9 months. He was a guy that you could look at and always get the reassurance.
Baseball, the Brewers and Cubs were tied 2-2, bottom of the eighth at Wrigley Field. Cubs with men on first and third and Cody Bellinger at the plate. The ball took a funny bounce off the foot of Brewers pitcher Yoel Piamps. Valley Sports, Wisconsin.
Ground ball off the foot of Piamps. Monasterio to first, not in time. The Cubs take the lead. Boy, unlucky for the Brewers.
The Cubs went on to win 3-2 to take the series 2-3. Milwaukee now with a 3-game lead over Chicago in the NL Central with 29 regular season games left to play. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Warning, you are about to listen to the greatest radio show ever. And due to contractual obligations and to shield our airwaves and corporate licensees from any semblance of liability, responsibility, and gullibility, we must tell you the views represented on this show are not necessarily those of this station or its management. This radio show contains differing points of view on current political topics, and due to the nature of its contents, it should be heard by everyone. Thank you for listening. Now live from the Devil Radio Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, where the political party is just beginning. Welcome to the Devil's Advocate Show. Friends proving it's never personal, only politics.
Please allow me to introduce myself.
Here is your host, Mike Crute.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show, a whopper of a Wednesday edition, a happier happy hour. And Don, we're joined right now live via StreamYard by a fine guest. He is our friend, pundit, podcaster, and are you a columnist at The Hill? What's your official relationship with TheHill.com?
Hey, Bill.
Hey, Bill Press.
Hi, Crute. Hi, Don. Yes, I'm a columnist for The Hill. Every Tuesday, I write a column for The Hill.
And today's contribution, Bill, I take it you didn't take a shine to this Vivek Ramaswamy guy.
He is such a big phony. I can't believe it. That everybody's falling for this guy. I mean, you know, first of all, he's obnoxious. He's totally obnoxious, right? And his shtick gets old very, very fast. You know, I figured, I didn't know much about him. So I went to his website. He's got the 10 truths, right? My 10 truths. Yeah. This is what he's running on. It is such pure pap. I invite everybody to go there. You will not believe. This is like a fifth grader said, tell me what you think about politics, you know, and they write this down. I mean, like, number one is God is real. Okay. No, this is a Hindu talking. Whose God is he talking about? And everybody since Thomas Aquinas, before that, the Greeks, everybody's been trying to prove that gods are real. Nobody can do it. All you can say is, I believe God is real. I mean, but what does that have to do with being president of the United States, right? I mean, it's just total.
Well, he's trying to immediately appeal, Bill, of course, to the mega man. I mean, that's how you start.
Let me tell you something. I got a secret for you. The MAGA crowd is never going to nominate a Hindu for president of the United States. All right. I put it at that level. But plus a person of color, he's got two strikes against him from the right.
Yeah, but and then Trump likes him.
He's an idiot. Three strikes.
But well, Trump, he's a Trump sycophant, a Trump ass kiss. No, he went on the stage in Milwaukee and said, I'd pardon him first thing, Bill.
No. That's the thing. That's what we got to realize about him. Donald Trump didn't show up. He didn't have to. He sent Vivek as his spokesperson, who said, climate change is a hoax, right? I'm gonna lock up political opponents. He said that since. He said he would pardon Donald Trump on day one. He said we should cut off aid to Ukraine, give it to Putin, right? And cut off aid to Israel. What else was? Oh yeah, and raise the voting age from 18 to 25, yeah. Right? I mean, does anybody, all these people are so excited about him. Anybody know what he really stands for? I mean, he's crazy. He's nuts. And by the way, since the debate, I love it. They came up with this, they found this video of little Vivek.
Young Vivek, yeah.
Obnoxious as a student as he is now, right? getting up at a Chris Matthews town hall with Al Sharpton when Sharpton was running for president saying, how can we vote for you? You have the least political experience of anybody. Guess what? Vivek, bingo.
Bill Press, our fine guest, but he's not running for president. He's running for notoriety. He's running maybe for VP, but he's running to sell some books or some merchandising.
I come back. He's never going to be even vice presidential nominee. Forget about it. I mean, Trump's never gone. I mean, the Republican Party's just not going to go there. He'll disappear pretty soon. But then,
but Bill, he's got lots of money, though, man. How do you account for that? The man has an enormous amount of wealth.
He made it. Well, you know, good for him. Fine. Good for him. That doesn't qualify him for the White House. Yeah. So here's a guy who claims we don't know how much he's really worth. We found out today Donald Trump inflated his worth by $2.2 billion in 2014. So we don't know how much Vivek is really worth. Okay, but here's a guy who's, let's say, is worth a lot of money, who has never run for office, never held political office, never even voted in every election. Didn't we try that before?
That's why the MAGA will love him.
America's had the prettiest in the White House, sir. We don't need another one.
Here's what gets me. So then the media is making a big deal about this guy. That's why I wrote that comment. I said, man, kick the tires, dude. You know, take a look at this guy. So they said, oh, he's getting big crowds in Iowa. So I put out, yeah, that cow made of butter got big crowds in Iowa at the state fair. That's not because they wanted him to be president of the United States.
Now, I see that Donald Trump's also promising today to lock up his political enemies if reelected. What a fine reelected platform that makes. I will lock you up.
Lock him up. He's saying he's sorry he didn't lock Hillary up. We still don't know, by the way, what he was going to lock up Hillary for, right? Oh, maybe for having some documents related to national security.
Oh, that's right. Whoa, hey, that sounds bad.
on her email. By the way, Trump gets crazier every day, right? You know, I mean, yeah, this whole deal about locking him up. Plus, I got to tell you, I'm not sure he's going to make it to trial before they throw him in jail. If he keeps insulting these judges, I mean, you're not allowed to do that, right? I mean, there are certain things. He thinks because he's a candidate, number one, the courts have to adjust their schedule to meet his campaign schedule.
April of 2026.
Yeah, right. No, I can't. Oh, Judge, I'm sorry. I can't be in court that day. You know, I'm supposed to be in New Hampshire. I have a coffee clutch in New Hampshire. Yeah, right. Or I got a primary in Utah. I mean, this judge, she's a badass judge. This judge in Washington, D.C. I don't mean that in a bad way. I mean, she's a judge who says the law is the law.
Yeah.
And as she pointed out, if you were a professional tennis player, right, or you were just a businessman, whatever, and you said, no, on my calendar, I have to check my calendar. No, she said, this is the calendar that counts, baby, you know, and you're going to be in court that day. I don't care what you're running for.
Well, Bill Press, our fine guest, you're listening to the Devils Advocates. That's Tom. I'm Crudy. And that's the aforementioned Bill Press. Bill, I looked at Trump's calendar, his probable calendar. And if you look, the trial date set on the January 6th charges, these are, to my opinion, the most substantive and the most important charges for the sake of history. I want to see these stick. But the trial is set for March 4th. Super Tuesday is March 5th. Bill, the Republicans will have decided 22 contests before Trump's defense makes opening statements. I think he'll be the nominee that day by Tuesday, the 5th.
Well, first of all, there's a lot of unknowns here, right?
Yeah, Bill, I keep saying that.
Known knowns and unknown knowns.
Right, that's right. Donald Rumsfeld, where are you when we need you? So we don't know what's going to happen in Georgia. Now, this is funny in Georgia, and it's fun to watch, right? Because Trump says, Dom, you just pointed out, let me see, I have time in April 2026, maybe. And then some of these other guys who indicted with him in Georgia say, no, we want a speedy trial.
Yeah.
And the Georgia law allows them to have a speedy trial if they request it. So he could be in court, Crute, if you answer your question, in October in Fulton County, Georgia. If Fannie Willis says, it's all or nothing, basically. Okay, if six of you want to go this way, then you're all going this way in state court. And Donald Trump could be hung out to dry by his fellow co-conspirators, including Sidney Powell. In Georgia, so he could be in court in Georgia first, right?
Well, and Cheese Bro, pardon me, Cheese Bro is also seeking the speedy trial. I believe he's got a court date of October 23rd this year.
Yeah, right. And Fannie Willis, I saw the other day, said maybe they'll all come in on October 23rd, right? But back to your point, you're right. It could. It also, again, all these unknown. It could happen that Donald Trump wins the Republican nomination for president, maybe even the convention, before he's convicted of crimes. But he'll be convicted before November 2024. So, you know, let the Republicans stew in their own mess. And if they nominate a convicted felon, I want to see them make the case for that.
Yeah, no question. Bill, we have just a couple minutes left in this segment. What about the other Republicans in the last 60 seconds here before we go to break? During this debate in Milwaukee, did anybody stand out? And I know your opinion of Ramaswamy. What about the other Republicans? If Trump goes down or he gets some headwind or he gets incapacitated, decides not to run, whatever happens, who do you think fills that hole?
All right, very quickly. I think Asa Hutchinson and Doug Burgum ought to just, you know, drop out. I want Chris Christie to stay because he's the only one telling the truth. I was totally unimpressed by Tim Scott. I think he just didn't rise to the occasion. He doesn't have it. He is running for vice president. I was impressed by Mike Pence. He showed some backbone and some steel I never saw before, right? I'm not saying he ought to be the nominee, but it's a little fire in the belly that I'd never seen before. Nikki Haley was the star of the show, as far as I'm concerned.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. Ron DeSantis, give me a break. I mean, what's that all about, right? Here's a big moment for Ron DeSantis. Boy, talk about somebody unattractive you never want to have a beer with. I mean, he's so angry, wouldn't answer the question, wouldn't even give Mike Pence credit for saving the freaking country, right? But Nikki Haley, I thought, was smart, articulate, tough, really took him on. And I think she's the one to watch. If it's not Trump, watch Nikki Haley.
You know, sadly, DeSantis is cheering for a hurricane in Florida right now. Come back, Bill Press, our fine guest. More Devil's Advocates.
Hey, this is Matt from Design Garden. Remember when the internet was new? Back then, you had to leave your house to start a business. Companies used to pay programmers bags of cash to get online. Now, small businesses can get online with a Facebook business page, or Squarespace, or Google My Business, or WordPress. But which tools should you use? Can you afford to go down the wrong path? Design Garden uses modern tools to build your website the right way. Find us online at design.garden. Again, that's design.garden.
From the kennel to the coop, whatever the season, Fleet Farm has everything to keep your animals happy and healthy. From training your pup to sit season, to mastering those retrieval skills season. From clipping your horse for competition season, to keeping the backyard birds well-fed season. And of course, loving your pets like family season. There's a reason people say, if Fleet Farm doesn't have it, you don't need it. Because we have it all. Fleet Farm. Built for real life.
Uh-oh, did a rock hit your windshield from that semi? Don't worry, Autoglass Now offers fast, reliable, and convenient service. For a limited time only, Autoglass Now is offering 50% off windshield replacement. Call your local Autoglass Now today for full details.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. Lows around 48 tonight, under clear skies, northeasterly winds 5 to 10 miles an hour. High of 75 tomorrow, bright sunshine expected. Clear skies and quiet again tomorrow night. Lows level off around 51. Ample sunshine expected Friday, with daytime highs approaching 81. 91 Saturday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Eric Height. Currently, it's 66 degrees.
Your home for the Devil's Advocates. Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6. On The Shaw, 540 AM and 101.1 FM, WAUK.
Save the $2 on tomorrow's paper. Listen to the Devil's Advocates today.
And we're back. Thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates radio show. Bill Prest, our fine guest. He's a podcaster. He's a pundit. He's a prognosticator. Hell, he writes columns on Thursdays at thehill.com. Bill, thanks for sticking around. We certainly appreciate it. Love hanging out with you and talking with you, my friend.
Tuesday in the Hill.
Sorry. Tuesday in the Hill. Tuesday on the Hill. All right. And Bill has a piece out, not too complimentary of Vivek Ramaswamy, but certainly, I mean, Donald Trump is still leading. But the polls came out. First poll after the debate, Trump was down like 6, and I think he's down another point in a poll today, and whatever that's worth, Bill. Do you think he's starting to slide? Do you get that impression whatsoever?
Absolutely. Oh, yeah. No, I think, think of it as a big block of ice, if you will. It's melting. As fast as the glaciers are melting, I believe Donald Trump is melting. And he's going to melt to nothing before the nominee. I didn't think, I've said it on your show before, I do not think he will be the Republican nominee.
You're also wrong, Bill Press.
I agree with Bill Press.
I want him to be the nominee. As a Democrat, as an American, I think it's just time we just forget about Donald Trump.
But Bill, aren't Biden and Trump kind of caught in this symbiotic death spiral? Our whole humanity is watching these two old men fight it out. No offense to you, Bill, but I mean, they're not spring chickens.
Oh, come on, Bill. You're not going to take that, are you?
Why don't you just take it from there, Bill? Like, there's a question in there. I think I called you old, Bill. I apologize.
Well, I will just say, age aside, some people are up to the job and some are not. Donald Trump has proven he's not, by the way. And if it turns out to be Trump and Biden, boy, talk about a clear choice. In fact, that's one thing I want to raise, right? Here's what we ought to be talking about. Since I've been in grade school, right, Democrats have been saying, we're going to do something about the price of prescription drugs. And here's where we're going to start. We're going to let Medicare negotiate with drug companies over the price, because we pay the highest price in the freaking world for drugs, for prescription drugs. Everybody has promised to do that. Clinton didn't do it. Obama didn't do it. Damn it, Biden did it. He did it yesterday. We ought to be crowing about that and celebrating about that. Since I've been in grade school, Democrats have been promising to do something about infrastructure. Clinton didn't do it. Obama didn't do it. Damn it, Joe Biden did it. Since 1984, when they passed the Assault Weapons Act, and it expired in 94, everybody's been promising, we're going to do something about gun safety. Nobody, Obama didn't do a damn thing about it. Joe Biden did. He got the first gun control bill passed in 30 years. I think it's time Democrats started talking about Biden's getting things done in his own way. He's not the great orator Obama was, but damn it, he knows how to make government work. And with a Congress against him, he knows how to get things done. That prescription drug thing, 90% of Americans support doing something, you know, taking on big pharma and lowering the price of prescription drugs. And that's something we ought to be celebrating. And good for Joe Biden.
Well, Bill Press, we got to see Joe Biden.
By the way, good for Joe Biden. I don't care how old he is, Drew.
I just play an old man on the radio. Get off my yard, you kids. I got to see Joe Biden like a week ago. Today, last Wednesday, he was in Milwaukee. And he was out there. Bidenomics was the centerpiece. And he did talk some trash about Ron Johnson. But, you know, that comes so naturally when you're in Wisconsin. But at the end of the day, I guess here's the only point I would make between the Trump and the Biden. Well, if it's not Trump, if he's disqualified from the ballot, he's whatevered, and he's not the nominee. The contrast of any other candidate that I've seen that the Republicans might run, and I didn't find any of them appealing, but there's certainly going to be an age contrast between Biden and any of the others.
Okay. And?
And he's being a little ageist, Bill. What do you think about Crudy being a little ageist?
Well, all I'm saying is I think the choice is still what the person has done, what case the person can make for being able to do the job. There's no doubt Biden has proven he knows how to do the job. He got more done. I didn't mean to be trashing Obama here, but I just want to state the facts. Biden got more done in his first 2 years than Obama did in 8 years in terms of legislative, getting big, big things done in the Congress. So I think the choice, I don't care, it could be a teenager versus Biden. The question is, what have they done and what are they going to do and what do they stand for? And I don't care, any one of those Republicans is going to be out there saying, they're going to say, I'm for a national ban against abortion. That's going to be part of their platform. And the other part of their platform is probably going to be, we're already seeing it, I'm going to lock up my political opponents.
Lock them up.
Yeah, it's going to be MAGA versus Biden. That's what it's going to be.
Regardless of who is the carrier of the flag.
The vessel.
Yeah, yeah.
Regardless of who is the carrier of the flag. Yeah. Listen, I know we're almost out of time, but I have to make a plea here, okay?
All right.
To the people of Wisconsin, this idea of impeaching the new Supreme Court justice, I mean, God, I can't believe, you know, okay, Crude said it. I've been around for a while. But I remember when, you know, I fought in a lot of elections. I probably was involved in more elections that I lost than I won. But that's what politics is all about. And you fight like hell. And if you win, you celebrate and you get things done. If you lose, you say, God damn, didn't make it that time. All right, we'll get our boots on again and go around the next time and take them on the next time.
Well, it's a new attitude, Bill. If you lose, it's rigged.
Yeah.
And you're going to start impeaching a Supreme Court justice if we can't have... Go ahead. You finish the thought.
I was just going to it's insane. It's insane. And I just hope the people of Wisconsin, across the board, just stand up and say, hey, wait a minute. You know, you lost. Okay, you lost that election. Good luck the next time around. But let's just accept that defeat and then move on.
Wisconsin Republicans will not accept that defeat gracefully. They're still arguing about 2020, Bill. Bill Press, our fine guest. Hey, when's the pod? Oh, Bill, thank you. We'll catch up soon.
All right. See ya. Great to be with you guys.
Thanks, Bill. You too, man.
Keeping Southeast Wisconsin informed, engaged, and entertained. This is The Shaw. 540 AM and 101.1 FM. WAUK.
CBS News Brief. FEMA's keeping an eye on Idalia, which is now weakened to a tropical storm. Administrator Deanne Criswell.
Idalia is the strongest storm to hit
this part of Florida to make landfall in this part of Florida in over 100 years.
Storm surge watches and warnings are still in effect for the Carolinas. It made landfall today in Florida as a Category 3 hurricane. President Biden, meantime, says he's sending federal help.
Even as it moves up the eastern coast of the United States, affecting Georgia, South Carolina, North Carolina, and we have to remain vigilant, and there's much more to do.
And we still don't know how this storm will impact traffic as millions of Americans get ready to hit the road for Labor Day weekend. Robert Sinclair's with AAA.
Thursday, tomorrow is going to be very busy from generally 2 to 6 p.m. But Friday from 11 a.m. to roughly 6 p.m., it's going to be very busy.
CBS News Brief. I'm Monica Ricks.
Civic Media Radio Stations, providing your news, conversations, and fun you won't find anywhere else.
With news on WAUK The Shaw, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. The wheels on the bus could come to a stop if Milwaukee County transit drivers don't have their concerns addressed.
A recent shooting on a Milwaukee County bus has prompted union members to consider their options for addressing safety concerns. The union leader says they've been advocating for improved safety measures but have faced resistance. One proposed solution is to have undercover sheriffs patrolling the bus routes. The union is contemplating a safety-related work stoppage to demonstrate the seriousness of their concerns and demand meaningful action from the authorities. Peach Waba, Civic Media News.
The Drive Sober or Get Pulled Over campaign is going on now through September 4th across the state. Law enforcement is stepping up patrols in greater numbers for longer hours. Every 2 hours in Wisconsin, impaired driving kills or injures someone. With news on WAUK The Shaw, I'm Stuart J. Waddles.
For over a century, AM radio has evolved to meet the needs of our community. More than 80 million listeners depend on AM radio each month. It's also the backbone of the emergency alert system, keeping us safe in dangerous times. A new bill in Congress would ensure this free, reliable service remains in cars. Text AM to 52886 and tell Congress to support the AM radio for every vehicle act.
Message and data rates may apply. You may receive up to 4 messages a month, and you may text STOP to STOP.
This message furnished by the National Association of Broadcasters.
If you love them enough to listen to them practice the same song on tuba,
please be done.
Over and over and over and over and over. Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're correctly buckled in the back seat.
Sounds good, honey.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
People won't give you the real talk on drugs, but it's time we know the facts. Fentanyl is killing people. It's a powerful opioid, often made illegally and commonly mixed with illicit drugs. It can even be pressed into counterfeit pills that resemble prescription medications. Just 2 milligrams, about the size of a few grains of sand, can potentially be lethal. This isn't an ad to scare you, but it is an ad to make you think twice. Get the facts. Go to realdealonfentanyl.com. This message is brought to you by the Ad Council.
You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us.
Malarkey. The Devil's Advocates invented malarkey.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show, a whopper of a Wednesday edition, a happier happy hour. Now that Bill can't hear me, insult him. Bill Press, our fine guest. Thank you, Bill, for coming around. He's a columnist, a pundit, a podcaster, and a former friend of the Devil's Advocates.
Come on,
I don't mean to be so ageist, but I just feel like these men, you've seen the movie Platoon.
Yeah, it's been a while.
And
the
two sergeants, right? Matthias and I forget the other guy's name, but the two characters, William Defoe and Tom Berenger, I believe, played the baseball movies as well. I feel like Earl right now. Somebody help me with my memory.
But yeah, Berenger, Charlie Sheen, William Defoe, Johnny Depp was in there. Kevin Dillon, Forrest Whitaker, yes.
But the two sergeants, as Charlie Sheen describes them, as he's flying off in the helicopter, you know, he's been wounded and he's seen these two effectively end each other's lives. They were caught in this death spiral. And I somehow analogize in my own mind Trump and Biden in this very same death spiral. They're caught. I mean, Biden, when he came out of retirement effectively, he said, you know, my only reason for running is because of Trump and Charlottesville.
For the soul of America, because Charlottesville just happened, right? He didn't run last time. His son passed away, and he got back in for the soul of America. Because that, I mean, I if you look back now, it seems like a good pitch and something to be very concerned about.
I just don't know if it's as effective as a contrast if it's not Donald Trump. However, I would also say,
well, contrast,
if it's not
how?
Donald
a
Trump,
physical contrast, mean, or like policy contrast, like
just both. I mean, if you had Ron DeSantis, lawyer by trade, pretty sharp guy, little more energetic at age 44 than,
well,
Joe,
I mean,
Biden,
I don't know that,
be.
You know, the head bopping is, I mean, I don't know that that's necessarily a positive trait, though. I mean, so you're contrasting just simply the look of a older versus younger is your,
I'm just saying that has been an effective contrast politically. If you look at a guy like, let's say, Obama or Kennedy, you know, a few times that's played out to the advantage of the younger, let's call him more vibrant candidate. So that's my only point. It's not the end of the world, but Joe Biden's purpose as a candidate has been to be the opposition for Donald Trump. And Donald Trump, well, I got to run because Joe Biden's running. And I feel like they're caught in this death
spiral. Donald Trump's got to run because this is the only way to hopefully, for in his mind, stay out of prison for the rest of his life. I mean, I don't. And as Bill mentioned, and as we talked about, when
but also to win the presidency so he can lock up Joe Biden
when the president was here, you know, Bidenomics, talking about the policy things, and I mean, those are, and I think absolutely right, those things should get highlighted. And you're right, we lose some of those when you're talking about, well, who's got the biggest burn, who's got the best rep, you know, who's got the best troll, who's got the, you know, those, if the entertainment, if the banter and the entertainment and the insult is what it is.
Well, Trump did win the presidency in 2016, yeah, with nothing much more than, I hate that guy.
Well, then
we hate the same
then people. Andrew Dice Clay should be president, man.
I think he's up for the VP slot on the Trump Andrew Dice Clay ticket.
Come on.
Hickory dickory dock.
But in that, and as Bill said, it doesn't matter the age. Are they up to the job? Are they up to the position? Are they? Do they have a track record?
But the vast majority of the American people, including many Democrats, don't believe Joe Biden is that guy. And the only time Joe Biden shines is reflecting back the incarnate evil that is Donald Trump. That's the only time the guy shines.
Nah, empathy.
Is in
he's,
contrast.
He's got great empathy. He's got a great, he's got, he can connect to the people on the, listen, man, this is real. I'm talking, I'm being real here. This is serious. I'm not kidding. You know, he does that, man. He's got the folksy connection to the people. Donald
Someone
Trump
else pointed out
that
Bill Clinton, a little bit of a younger man.
Yeah.
So younger, more vibrant, the new, the fresh, the turn the page candidate. We're always looking for what's next as Americans. You know, it's got a short shelf life. There's expiration dates on everything. Certainly political candidates and even presidencies. And I would say that happens here in the state of Wisconsin. I don't care how good you are. There's only been one guy that ever broke through and won 4 gubernatorial races. That was Tommy Thompson. No one else ever raised to that level because people just get sick of him. You get sick of the same person. Almost always a guy. Here in the state of Wisconsin, it's always been a guy as the governor, but you get sick of him. Same guy you want to have a beer with for a while, man. You get sick of those ham and cheese sandwiches. You don't want to share that ham and cheese.
I generally understand what you're saying. And you can look at history, as mentioned, Bill Clinton, Obama, younger folks. But what we have is what we have on the Republican side, man. And as Bill mentioned, Nikki Haley, I think a lot of folks think Nikki Haley won that debate.
Iowa is seeing her surge.
Yeah.
Ramaswamy apparently won the debate, yet, at least the first polling we saw, had lost support. He's down to like 9%. If there is a bump.
His numbers went up, but his spread went down.
If there is a bump, it's been for Nikki Haley's candidacy. But Trump's still up by 50 on the field.
I know, but again, so many unknown knowns, the known unknowns and all that, man. I mean, the guy could be in
if
in
he's court at 30%, he's your nominee. He doesn't
but
need
gotta
to be
get
at 50.
To that point. So here's what I'm saying. Yes, yes, of course. That's
he's got to survive to March 5th, dude.
Do you think he can survive to March 5th? Do you know what trials are going to come
March
down?
5th.
I mean, we just
yes.
found out today the dude overinflated his income by $2.2 billion, and that's not even the half of it.
That's not going to throw his ass in jail.
But here, it does, to some degree. Some people will care, wow, he's not worth as much as we thought. The guy overinflated in fraudulent documents, his income by almost 150%. Man, you know, that's going to impact some
that
things.
That depends on his mood. He told us that way back
yes.
at the Iowa
matter.
Freedom
doesn't,
Caucus.
Doesn't make it less fraudy.
Summit.
Doesn't make it less fraudy. So, yeah, I mean, he gets guilty and has to pay $250
Tax
million dollars for that alone. Yeah, that's going to happen again and
the Trump
more.
Org's been
again
shut down. Trump more. University's been shut down. I mean, there's no doubt that he is an unsavory guy to do business with.
And it's getting, he's slipping.
How many?
It's getting worse and worse. And you got to acknowledge it, man. These other candidates are not rising in the polls because Trump is staying the same. There is slippage, brother.
Slippage. Shrinkage. 844-967-2789.
The pool is cold.
CJ, what can you tell us about shrinkage?
Hello, CJ.
Well, I am kind of old. So, yeah.
Welcome to the old man party. You and I and Bill and Trump and Biden.
Yeah, I heard.
I'm like you today, CJ. I am insulting everybody. But CJ, let me ask you, if for any reason Donald Trump was not the candidate for the Republican Party, whatever happened, the guy gets hit by a meteorite, who do you see as that guy? Who steps in? Who is
the candidate?
The candidate for the Republicans. Who's number 1B?
I'd say it's our first woman president, Nikki Haley.
Okay. So that seems like a righteous choice. Why do you like her?
Because she says what she says she's going to do. And she does what she says she's going to do. She supports the military. She was amazing at the UN. She deserves to be there, right along with Tim Scott. But you guys, you know, I love your concern, but 70% of your own party says Grandpa Senile, worst president ever, Joe, the big guy.
I don't think they say worst president ever, CJ. I think that's wrong.
That's your guy.
No, Joe Biden is bought and paid for by China. And you guys can deflect.
Your guy's bought and paid for by everybody. That's such a tepid attack on Joe Biden. He might be influenced by $10 to $20 million that his son, Hunter, was selling access. And I'm like, that's small potatoes to Trump. I mean, his family's roping in billions, dude. How is it not the same? How can Jared Kushner take billions from the Saudis?
How can Jared Kushner take billions from the Saudis and not get CJ's wrath, CJ?
And he literally worked in the government. Hunter Biden never worked for the government, but Kushner did, and he got $3 billion. How is that not comparable and corrupt as you know what?
I want accountability wherever it lands. And that's the problem.
You're ready for the investigation into Jared Kushner, CJ? Is that what you're suggesting? Yes or no?
Do you think Biden's grandchildren should
yes.
get money?
Yes or no? Jared Kushner, yes or no investigation into the corrupt taking of bloody Saudi bone saw money? You think that's something that Congress should look into?
Yes.
And to answer your question, CJ,
do you think Biden's grandchildren should get money? I'd like your answer.
To answer your question, CJ. No, I don't like the looks of that. I don't like that. I don't like it.
Okay.
When the Clintons have a foundation and they can raise
billions.
What's that?
Crudy, you don't think it should be looked into, though.
I'm not saying it shouldn't be looked into. If you can bring credible, if you can bring credible evidence to bear that Joe Biden was selling influence, then that is very damning. But what I would say is you don't even have to have Joe's consent. I agree with you, man. It looks damn terrible when you got Hunter Biden routing money back to multiple family members through foreign sources. No, I don't like it, CJ. I don't understand it, man, because guys like you and I, we've never lived and worked in these circles. No one ever paid us millions of dollars because of our daddy's name. So I don't like it. You're right, CJ. You want to hear me say it? I don't like it. I don't like it when it's the Clinton Foundation. I don't like it when it's the Trump Org. And I don't like it when it's Hunter Biden selling the illusion of access or real access to his old man and money's being routed back to family members. You know what? You know who never had any of that taint? Barack Obama. Let's acknowledge for just a minute. He was above reproach in nearly every way. But you would never make that admission, CJ. You would never admit, hey, there was one guy that didn't embarrass his own family and party through his corrupt dealings.
Yeah, but that
and
tan self-enrichment. Suit, that tan suit, totally unacceptable.
I know that totally undermines his entire.
I mean,
presence.
CJ, right? We should have impeached. Respond? We should have impeached Obama because of that tan
Obama,
suit.
Best man of
Obama
our lifetimes. Of our lifetimes.
Was a lie.
What?
Rudy, Obama knew Crossfire Hurricane was a lie.
How many convictions in the Obama administration? How many convictions? How many of his administration?
Hurricane is a lie. Obama
no,
knew.
Okay, we hear you, CJ, but the question asked to you was how many convictions of Obama or his cabinet members or anybody around Obama? How many?
Zero. Zero. The answer is zero,
of course,
CJ.
It's zero. And Crossfire Hurricane, talking about the Russian investigation? Come on, man. We're going to go down there. Once you read the Mueller report, unredacted or redacted, whatever you choose, you come back and talk to me then, sir.
There have been very few politicians that are above reproach. And certainly Barack Obama. I mean, man, the guy failed us in many different ways. But he succeeded in at least an equal fashion. And I think he had a successful presidency. Perhaps left me wanting, but...
Well, there's always wanting
more. As a
more.
Human being,
yes,
as a family man, as a law-abiding citizen.
He wasn't sleeping with porn stars and paying them off right before the election? No? No?
He was...
He didn't have multiple kids with multiple women? No? He didn't do that, huh?
I want a president who's a better man than me. And Barack Obama is a better man than me. He is a better human being than I ever hoped to be. But Trump... Come on.
Come on, man.
And I don't like the perception, be it Hillary, Bill Clinton. I don't like the perception around Joe Biden's kid. It's my kid. Knock it off, Hunter. Fly coach. Get a job. And a haircut, you no good Nick.
Grown ass man. I can sell my last name if I want. I'll tell you what, I'll give you a piece.
You kids get off my lawn. Come back, more Devil's Advocates.
One last segment today.
And two tickets to the Phillies, courtesy of our flagship, WISS 1100 AM. Your chance to win right now. 844-967-2789. Tell Nate you want them Brewers tickets.
Experience the magic. Joy Engine presents Nightlife. Friday and Saturday, September 8th and 9th, from 5 until 10:30 p.m., the dazzling live spectacle brings 4D projection mapping technology to Milwaukee's iconic historic Mitchell neighborhood. A multi-story building at 710 West Historic Mitchell Street will serve as the mesmerizing backdrop for the show. Nightlife will feature a fashion show, a variety of local vendors, dance performances, and music. After sundown, the event will set the grounds alight with an amazing motion graphic show. Families with children will have plenty of options to indulge in memory-making activities activities throughout the festival's run, including a life-size light bright wall and a hands-on multilingual exhibit presented by PNC Bank. The event is family-friendly and free to the public. Don't miss this iconic event, Nightlight, presented by Joy Engine, where art comes to life. Log on joyengine.org/nightlight. That's joyengine.org/nightlight.
Hey, this is Lindsay Kindert at 540 WAUK The Shaw. At Civic Media, we love our local communities and want to share your stories. Submit your local event and we'll let our listeners know. Email me, Lindsay Kindert, at info@civicmedia.us. That's info@civicmedia.us.
Pursuing the truth wherever it may lead. The Todd Albaugh Show, weekday afternoons from 1 till 3. Join the conversation. Get involved. The Todd Albaugh Show on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. Lows dip down to about 48 tonight under clear skies. Northeasterly winds 5 to 10 miles an hour. Bright sunshine expected again tomorrow. High temperatures reach up to 75. Tomorrow night, lows level off around 51. High temperatures reach up to 81. Friday, under clear skies. 91 Saturday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Eric Height. Currently, it's 66 degrees.
Your home of the Earl Ingram Show. Weekday mornings from 8 till 10 on The Shaw. 540 AM and 101.1 FM WAUK.
The Devil's Advocates. Political commentary from the back of the class.
And we're back. Thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates radio show, our last segment of the day. If you got something to say, you want some Brewers tickets for Friday night's game, 844-967-2789. Make sure you stick around. The Maggie Dawn Show coming up next.
And then the Empowered Caregiver, and then Rick Smith. But I'm checking the text line, Dom. Yeah. Here's one. Crudy.
Crudy.
Sanders is my man at 4 score. Also Crudy. 4 score is too old for Biden.
All right. So hold on now. Let's address that. Crudy, why don't you, let's dive into that a little bit.
Well,
I would like to
dive in by reading two more texts from the audience.
Okay.
Here's the next one. Nikki is no good. And then another hypocrite at the bottom of the barrel. And the problem is, I don't know if they mean Nikki Haley or Crudy at this moment.
How do you wrap your head around your support for, I mean, I know she won't
rationalize my hypocrisy.
Well, I mean, you know, the texter makes a point.
It's the vigor of the man.
Well, are you able to do the job? I'm starting to think Mitch McConnell is starting to not be able to maybe do the job.
You agree with Marjorie Taylor Greene in that regard.
Well, she agrees with me. Perhaps he should.
She is saying he is unfit to serve.
Ugh, scary.
But a lot of Republicans are saying that about Joe Biden. And I don't mean to imply he's unfit to serve. I just think when you would envision a different candidate other than Donald Trump, I think that Trump is what turns him out for Joe Biden as much as Joe Biden. They're voting against Trump.
You think if a Republican other than Donald Trump runs against Joe Biden, that turnout will be lower?
Certainly on both sides. Substantially lower. Trump is the turnout machine.
I totally disagree. I think Omega's infected that entire party. And it doesn't matter if it's Trump or DeSantis or Nikki Haley or whoever
else. They won't turn out on the Republican side.
Well, sure, but it's still gonna be the mega agenda. It doesn't matter. It's the vessel, man. We're getting that quote unquote mega policy, whatever you define that as, the fascism, the white Christian nationalist movement. That is what that is. You're getting that regardless of who the vessel, who the mega Republican is. I don't know, man. I think we're gonna have high turnout again.
Someone's accusing me of alienating the audience on the text line. I think we're gonna move to callers now. 844-967-2789. McKenzie from West Allis. Welcome, McKenzie. What do you got for us?
Hi, McKenzie.
Well, I'm thinking that, yeah, I hope there's a good turnout for the election because that's what elections are for, right? And that's, like, not even a partisan statement. So, like, I hope that there's a lot of turnout. I hope that the Republicans put forth someone that's not got the mega agenda because that would be really, you know,
okay, not let's great. Let's play this game for a second, McKenzie. Let's say it's Nikki Haley, who's had a political role. She's a former chief executive of the state of South Carolina. She's thoughtful. She's intelligent.
You're an ambassador.
Mostly moderate on the stump, and even said, you know, there might be a place for women to control their own bodies. So let's say she's the reasonable Republican choice, and somehow through twist of indictment and conviction, she becomes the nominee. A, I don't think Republican turnout is what it would have been. Certainly might be down as much as 10, 15, 20%. And I think you would see Democratic turnout down substantially. I don't think the world would see her the threat that Trump is, and maybe a secondary choice like a Ron DeSantis. I think he'd still scare people. I don't think Nikki Haley scares me into voting.
I don't really want to be scared into voting regardless. I just want to vote.
I've been scared into voting every elective cycle since like 2012, McKenzie. McKenzie, you want to go to the...
I believe it.
We live in Wisconsin.
Yeah, we've been dealing with this a long time. I mean, Bill Press is like, oh my God, Wisconsin, I can't believe the Republicans are considering doing something that's never been done before. I'm like, dude, you haven't been living in
Hold
Wisconsin.
Hold my beer.
Right? This is how, it's exactly how we do it around here.
McKenzie, we understand you might want some Brewers tickets. We got a pair for you. If you're going to hold on for just a minute, our pal Nate will get your information. We'll transfer some Brewers tickets to you, courtesy of our flagship, WISS 1100 AM. And 98.3 FM. Here's the deal. In the future, when we give the tickets away, I'm also going to quiz the callers. If they can tell us what station you can hear the Brewers on, they get the tickets.
All right.
If they're like, Dom.
What? WYSS 1100 AM in Oshkosh. Oshkosh Air Support 98.3 FM.
Well done.
I got it written down. All I need is a note, man. It's a note.
We only have 19 more stations around the network if you want to play round robin. I've got it memorized.
I know you do, but I don't have that memory, so we just have to put them up on a screen or something around here.
We would have to do that. We've mentioned this story. I want to get it out there for consideration.
All right.
You are a fine audience. Former President Donald Trump routinely overstated his net worth, sometimes by more than $2 billion during years when the actual values of his real estate holdings were far less than he claimed, according to a court filing Wednesday by the office of New York Attorney General Letitia James. The Attorney General's office included the numbers in a motion for summary judgment that asked the court to resolve a civil fraud claim before the AG's $250 million civil suit against Trump goes to trial.
Like, here's a number here. Here's a number there. You can't deny it. These are the numbers. Here's the signature. There's no trial. There's no facts to be, you know, found out. We know what the facts are. We want summary judgment.
Dominic, the former president, meanwhile, called his real estate portfolio the Mona Lisa of properties during an April deposition in the suit. According to a transcript of the deposition that was made public today, we have properties that make money, but you can sell for many, many times because of the quality of the property, like Turnberry in Scotland, Trump said, according to the transcript. I could sell that. That's like selling a painting on the wall that sells for $250 million and doesn't make income. It just sits on a wall, but it sells for numbers. Everything sells for some numbers. Unlike his first steps, it sells for numbers.
What a brilliant businessman. I mean, wow. Wharton Business School, right?
Dominic, unlike his first deposition with James, during which Trump invoked his Fifth Amendment right against self-incrimination hundreds of times.
400 plus times.
The former president in April deposition answered questions for hours about his real estate holdings. Here's one more quote. I have literally some of the greatest pieces of property in the world, and they sell as Mar-a-Lago. Some of the things I own in Europe, some of the things I own in New York, even like Trump Towers 57th and 5th. It's the best location.
Yeah, he was quoting, single-family residence for Mar-a-Lago between $350 million and $739 million. The attorney general said that should be between, 18 to $27.6
But Trump, in his quote, says, I have great assets.
If you inflate your net worth 150% to get insurance or to get loans, that's fraud, man. That's just fraud.
I'd be up to like $30.
38 cents.
Thank you all for listening. The Maggie Dawn Show is next. And then Empowered Caregiver with Liza Hellenbrand, Rick Smith going nationwide. Keep it locked right here to the Civic Media Network. That's what the Patriots do. Thanks for listening. Thank you, Nate.
Thanks, Nate. Thanks, Bill.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
I would be remiss if I didn't say that some of what we do in government always is political. It has policy impacts. It has political impacts. But if your raison d'etre and your organizing principle is that my guy wins and your guy loses, the entire country suffers. That is not our call to serve. That is not what we raise our hand and say an oath.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Monday through Friday at 6 p.m. on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
AM Radio provides always-on news, sports, talk, traffic, and weather reports. It also delivers vital emergency information when your community needs it most. A new bill in Congress would ensure AM Radio stays in your car. Because when cell and internet services are down, this free emergency service is critical. Text AM to 52886 and tell Congress to support the AM Radio for Every Vehicle Act.
Message and data rates may apply. You may receive up to 4 messages a month, and you may text STOP to STOP.
This message furnished by the National Association of Broadcasters.
You're listening to The Shaw. WAUK 540 AM Jackson. W266 DR Waukesha. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.